is NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Texas Southern University is breaking ground this morning on three new buildings that will focus on science, health, and urban transformation studies. This is the first phase of a 10-year plan that was funded by the state back in 2021 and will cost roughly $1.7 billion. The buildings will house new academic and research facilities, amongst other amenities. The project is expected to be completed around 2035. Harris County Attorney Abby Kamen says she's taking action against those responsible for stealing homes. Our Tom Perumian has that story.
We are pursuing lawsuits against multiple individuals who in most cases have actually been working together.
Kamen says the organized group of criminals is using misrepresentation and falsifying documents. Through deceit and fraud, they've stolen homes of residents, living or dead, denying their heirs the rights to property promised to them by family elders. Kamen explains how they're doing it.
They are tricking notaries into signing paperwork, faking identities on documents, and passing forged deeds back and forth to try and cover their tracks.
If you are a victim of deed theft, Kamen recommends contacting the county attorney's office immediately. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
The Astros lost to the Philadelphia Phillies last night 11-7, having said that they do remain two games up in the division because the Texas Rangers lost as well. Legendary second baseman Jose Altuve earned his place in history last night, as heard here on Space City Home Network.
And now Altuve bidding for career hit number 2,500, and the center fielder Crawford can't get there. Jose Altuve, another milestone for two.
Congratulations to Jose Altuve, hit number 2,500 in his career.